Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning into Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru. And today is going to be another one of my episodes of Grand Rising Motivation with Haru the Oracle. And today we're going to be talking about the Light Your Life from Within. This is a YouTube clip that I got from Debbie Ford. Debbie Ford is an awesome teacher on shadow work. I highly recommend you to check out Debbie Ford's work. Her books are simply amazing. This is how I personally got introduced to shadow work and what shadow work is. So I'm going to highly recommend for you to go to Amazon, you know, and look up Debbie Ford, The Light Chasers book. That was a great one. You know, she also has a book to where you can journal, you know, about your shadow work and all that. Debbie Ford, I mean, about all of them, you know, it has been a very intense week, guys, as far as healing is concerned. You know, I know myself personally, when I tell you the universe is working on me, I am having to clean up my shit, bring up my shit, and clear it up now on all levels. You know what I'm saying? So everything for me is rising to the surface. There has been times where I just completely shut down, shut off, shut out. All of that, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck is going on? This is too much, you know. But I understand that, you know, I'm not going to say I'm being picked on, but I'm being chosen, you know what I'm saying, because I am a vehicle, you know what I'm saying, to make a lot of shit happen. And this is what I know within myself. And I know that I got to get my shit all the way together, right? You know, and I mean, I don't know if there's going to ever be a time where we have our shit all the way together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when it comes to balance and harmony, you know, the negative and positive, you know, I mean, both are needed, right? In order to complete the circle of the yin and yang, you know? So instead of trying to rid out the positive all the time, embrace it, understand it. You know what I mean? Know it. Know thyself on a dark level. You know what I'm saying? We're so resistant, you know, to those things which don't feel good, those demons in which we don't like, you know? And then, you know, I just had an epiphany, like, wait a minute. I don't need to try to get rid of this shit because this is me. This is also a part of me. So I'm not going to allow anyone to make me feel bad, you know, about any kind of shit I do or, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The point of the matter, I feel, is for us to embrace our totality on a level, right? So, hey, it is what it is, guys. I'm just here to be an example of, you know, light as well as darkness, you know, how to embrace your shadow. You know what I mean? And absolutely, you know, there is no good and bad at all. You know, those are just human concepts. There is no right and wrong. You know, those are just human concepts. You know what I mean? And for those of you who are just, you know, starting your spiritual journey and starting to understand and overstand and understand all of these things, you know, a great book for you to read is The Power of Now and also A New Earth. And the author is Eckhart Tolle. And also a third book that I highly recommend for you guys is, Domingue Reese's The Four Agreements. Those are three books to definitely get you started. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to attack the conditioned paradigm in which we were, you know, you're going to have to unlearn everything that you were conditioned and everything taught. And that's not an easy task. But those three books would definitely help you. You know, I use it in my sessions with my clients, you know, and they love it. All right. So hope you guys are having a happy Wednesday. Tonight we have a very empowering episode where, you know, child molestation, you know, there has been a lot of things going on in the media when it comes to child molestation, you know, between child molestation, shadow work, all that. Like on Monday, I shut down. Like, this is too fucking much. You know, I mean, it was a lot. But, you know, I got my ass right back on up. You know, I'm not going to sit. And I'm not going to, you know, waddle in self-pity or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have a choice. You know, when we rise on each day, we have a choice. Okay, am I going to be happy today? You know, am I going to create a productive day? Or am I going to waddle in self-pity? Or am I going to waddle in anxiety? Am I going to waddle in depression? You know, we really have a choice. And not to say if you choose to do that as far as anxiety, depression, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? As Ralph Smart says, you know, depression is only deep rest. You know what I mean? So we have to begin to you know, attack the conditioned paradigm again and then, you know, reprogram those perspectives. You know what I'm saying? Because the program perspectives, you know, can be quite deadly in this energy shift that we are in now. So I hope you guys are doing your work. Peace and love to everyone. And again, this is an episode of Grand Rising Motivation. And what we do on this particular segment is I pretty much pull a YouTube clip that I found that is very inspiring and empowering. A lot of these clips I have, you know, went through, and a lot of them are like a lot of oldies that I saved. See, I knew I saved them for a reason. It was for this moment because I have a plethora of you know, great YouTubes, you know what I mean, that I saved over the years. You know, so I'm going to be bringing all of that forth for you guys to share with you. And, you know, it's kind of like a classroom, like a little morning classroom session, right? And what we do is we take notes, and, you know, I'm going to take notes, and I hope the callers that are calling in is going to take notes. I see one caller in the queue. If you're still on after this YouTube clip, which is 30 minutes, by the way, but it's great information, but I'll bring you on after. But, okay, they hung up. Okay. But yeah, guys, this is pretty much how it goes. You know, we put the Grand Rise Motivation. I know our attention span is not, you know what I mean, what that is. But hey, this is to anybody who, you know, is listening and, you know, who really wants to sit down and learn and focus, you know what I mean, and get the information, you know. So this is for people who are really willing to, you know, put in that time, that blood, sweat, and tears to do their work, right? All right, so this is for you. Now, Debbie Ford, again, is a great teacher. Light up your life from within. This is the YouTube that I pulled. So it's light up your life within. This is talks about, you know, in addition to shadow work, just pretty much how to get in touch with the light within yourself. So this is a great YouTube. And again, I'm going to be taking notes. And we're going to, after the YouTube clip, we're going to play a song. And then after the song, I will be back on to discuss my takeaways with you guys. All right? Peace and love. We'll be back.
They don't want you to see it that way. They don't want.
Okay, guys. I do apologize for the technical issues. We're actually having an issue with this YouTube clip. You know, I mean, everything else is playing, but this YouTube clip, that is amazing. You know what I'm saying? That is just simply amazing. That's amazing. But you know what? We are not going to let that stop us. No, we're not. You know what I mean? So I am going to switch this up a bit, you know, because there is we've been having audio issues all week. You know what I'm saying? And that is just simply amazing. You know what I'm saying? So we are going to find another YouTube clip. You know what? This one may be even more profound. You know what I'm saying? So we'll come back to Debbie Ford on that. But we are going to Energy Vampires. Let's see if this one works. Because Energy Vampires, which is pretty much what the fuck is going on here. Yeah, it's all good, though. Let's see. Let me pull this up. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys are having an amazing morning. Please join us tonight for we are doing a show on Child Molestation. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I invited Shari, you know, on the Vampire's Moonlight Raw, Shari. You know, she's going to be on, and we're going to talk about everything Child Molestation. I'm going to be sharing in brief my story, you know, and she's going to be sharing her situations, you know, but I don't want to make the show all about us. I want all of you to tune in too. So be sure, you know, to call in at 929-477-3423, you know, and please press 1 so you can join us on the show tonight. And yeah, I'm going to play the Energy Vampires one for you guys, and I'm going to change the show title and all that good stuff. So yeah, peace and love. And yeah, I'll try to re-upload that clip at a later time. And get back into that. All right. Thanks.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. We've got the birds up there. Gorgeous day today. 10 secret ways to crush an energy vampire. We're about to dive real deep, deep divers. Let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. So, I got a question that came in from someone asking how to deal with energy vampires. This person keeps bumping into energy vampires, and they don't know what to do right now. It's gotten beyond the joke right now. So, an energy vampire is someone who drains your energy. Sometimes, without you even knowing. So an energy vampire would be like this. They're here, they would creep up on you like this, and you would be like here, just minding your own business, as you do, and all of a sudden you'll be like, where did my energy just go? And they'll be like here, I took it. And you'll be like here, where did my energy just go? We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Deal with energy vampires. Sometimes we're around people and they drain our energy. So how do I protect myself? The first secret way to crush an energy vampire is to blind them with your light. That's it. It's that simple. Blind them with your light. So do you remember Count Dracula? Vampires only come out at night. They can't handle sunlight. They don't come out during the day. So blind them with your light. Slow motion this side. Now that's a metaphor. Sometimes we are around friends, even family, and we tell them our dreams and they just laugh. That's never going to happen. That is a subtle form of energy vampirism, because now it's like you feel a bit drained after being around them, right? Shine even brighter. I'm here to tell you, that's what you got to do. Blind energy vampires with your light. Forget about the people who don't believe in your dream. Focus on the people who actually do. And shine even brighter until they're like, oh my gosh, and have no choice but to duck down. Too much light, baby. Too much light. They are now nowhere to be seen. Did you see one? No. What is the second secret way to crush an energy vampire? Now, let's be honest. We all have been energy vampires sometimes without even knowing. Do you talk a lot sometimes when you're around people but forget to listen? You just mouthing off and they're just listening to what you have to say. They can't even get a word in. Yes, what I've realized along my journey is that sometimes that is what energy vampires do. They cramp your style, they invade your space. Sometimes they just talk and talk and talk, and they never allow you to talk because you don't matter. So when we're finished talking with them, we're like, where did my energy just go? But that was their plan all along, right? So learn to say no when you want to say no, and learn to say yes when you want to say yes, and learn to say bye when you want to leave that conversation. And talk when you really want to talk. When you create healthy, energetic boundaries, now you start protecting yourself against energy vampires. Because now you realize this secret, that energy vampires can only live off the energy you give them. But more so, energy vampires can only live off the attention that you give them. Slow motion this side. So if there is someone in your life who, whenever they come around you, you just feel awfully tired and drained and exasperated, well, you've got to ask yourself, maybe, what am I doing here, first of all? And then say to yourself, why don't I limit my time with them? I don't have to be around them 24/7 if I feel my energy is getting drained. So when you begin to limit your time around certain people who you feel are draining your energy, then energy vampires are nowhere to be seen, because now you are now surrounding yourself with people who raise you higher, who you feel elevated around. You get more energy from them and they get more energy from you. It's a mutual exchange of harmonious energy, baby. What is the third secret way to crush an energy vampire? 7-day vegan challenge. Shout out to everybody on Snapchat who has been sending me what they are eating, getting inspired by the 7-day vegan challenge. Got some mangoes, papaya, avocados, right? I shared a strawberry banana smoothie, and you also shared one. Great. Now, energy vampires don't only appear in the form of people. Oh no, they also appear in the form of foods. Have you ever eaten something and just felt immediately drained? You're like, oh my gosh, where did my energy just go? Right? That's a form of subtle energy vampirism. Sometimes we are eating refined white sugar, table salt, all of these foods which are known to cause cancer. They're not doing anything for us. And in fact, they are robbing our healthy cells of the energy. So that is a form of energy vampirism. Slow motion this side. Now, I've been a vegan for over 13 years, and I've realized that eating a plant-based diet, when you are eating foods with live enzymes, you now get so much back from the foods. You don't feel your energy being zapped out of you. Instead, you feel more energy coming back to you. So you feel so charged up. So it even starts with the kinds of foods we are eating. You are what you eat. Once you are eating right, once you are eating to live, energy vampires, nowhere in sight. What is the fourth amazing way to crush an energy vampire? Realize this, that it is all a choice. Nobody is forcing you to hang around with anybody you don't want to be around. You are consciously choosing to say, actually, I'm going to surround myself with this person. Sometimes, I get it, we don't know they are going to drain our energy down the line, but sometimes we actually do. Because even I, along my early journey, I would hang around certain people and know that they didn't really give me anything. They would actually make me really tired. But I chose to be around them. We become like the people we become like the people we surround ourselves with most often. So sometimes you gotta realize you gotta take responsibility, which means responding to your ability. Slow motion this side. The more responsibility you take, you'll realize actually it's not the energy vampire's problem. I have a part to play in this because I am choosing to invest my energy in that person and be around them. I don't have to do that. So you have power. You aren't entirely the victim here. What is the fifth secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop people pleasing. Are you someone who loves to people please? Energy vampires feed off you people pleasing them, right? Kissing their butt. Sometimes you might be at work and you're people pleasing, right? Sometimes that's how energy vampires work. They know you are a people pleaser and they get you to people please even more. So stop people pleasing. Start being authentic. Start getting that clarity to know what you want in life and realize that, look, just because you don't want to do something, it doesn't make you a bad person. We have to take responsibility to say, actually, sometimes we just want to be loved. We just want to be accepted. So we people please, hoping that we can fit in, not realizing the other person may be an energy vampire. So to take back our power, it's not about getting everybody to like you. It's about how you see yourself, but more so asking yourself, am I staying true to myself in this present moment? That is the only thing that matters. And then energy vampires will no longer bother you. Like, where do they go? Nowhere to be seen. What is the sixth way, secret way to crush an energy vampire? Be proud of who you are. And it's hard sometimes because in our society, we are made to feel so bad about everything, right? No, because it's time to start taking responsibility to realize actually you are good enough. And the more proud you are of yourself, people can't belittle you. They can't put you down, because many times energy vampires work by tearing you down to lift themselves up. So the more you realize that and watch out for that, the more you start honoring yourself, you're proud of yourself, you got the confidence right now, energy vampires can no longer affect you. In fact, when they see you, they start running. Woo! Nowhere to be seen. What is the seventh secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop feeding into them. Many times we are around people and we feed into them. We feed into them through our thoughts. We pay them all our attention. We sometimes feed into the fear. We're around certain people and we feed into them by giving them our energy. Once again, we are choosing to give them our energy. Now, I've realized this, that once you take away the food from an energy vampire, once you take away the food from an energy vampire, once it can't eat, it's got to starve, right? So you want to take away the food. Stop feeding into certain people. What is the eighth secret way to crush an energy vampire? Don't endlessly argue with them. Sometimes, like, can we just chill out? We can just chill out. We can just do that, right? Okay. Because energy vampires sometimes like to press your buttons. They like to get on your nerves because they want you to argue with them. Through arguing with them, you are now once again feeding them. That's how they get full. That's how they get your energy. So when you stop arguing with them, there is no food for them. And now they have to starve. Slow motion this side. So that's really what I love to do along my journey, is to realize that I'm not just going to argue with people for the sake of arguing with them. I'm all about elevation. And sometimes, yes, You got to express yourself, but also you got to learn how to keep those boundaries. To say, if I'm arguing with someone, it means I'm going to be on the same frequency as them. To rise above it, you got to start changing your vibrational frequency, right? What is the ninth secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop gossiping. And I had to learn this along my early journey, that that's what energy vampires love. Sometimes someone might tell you something and you go and tell someone else. Gossip and drama, right? And now it's like a soap opera, right? Because once again, this is energy which is very low vibrational. And this is what energy vampires love. He say, she say, right? So I eliminated all gossip and drama out of my life many years ago. So I'm living a more stress-free life. And once you do that, you realize, once again, there is no food for these energy vampires. Because energy vampires love gossip, they love drama, they love commotion. And once you're not about that, well, they are nowhere to be seen. And what is the 10th secret way to crush an energy vampire? Pay them no attention. So we say paying attention because we don't even realize when you are paying someone attention, you are actually making a mental transaction to them. Slow motion this side. So stop paying people attention that you're not really interested in. You don't really care for them too much. They don't really care for you too much. They don't have your best interest at hand. Don't pay them any attention, and they will no longer affect you. Pay people attention who inspire you, who have helped you along your journey. Those are the people who deserve your attention. Those are the people who are worthy for your attention, not people who drain your energy. And the moment I learned this secret, stop paying attention to people who really don't even deserve my energy, life became a whole lot better. And there were no more energy vampires in sight. And then I just said, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? And there you have it. We are out here. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Infinite waters. Diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy. Peace. You!
somebody here, it's got somebody to lean on.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, we live in a beautiful world. I can't, but that was amazing. I love you guys, you know, and, you know, we had some technical difficulties right there, but it's okay. You know, the world needed to hear about energy vampires today. So maybe I need to be doing more, more on energy vampires, because it's about to get real. You know, I've been noticing, you know, energy vampires showing up when it comes to technology. You know what I'm saying? And trying to, you know, they don't want us to be great on any level, right? But it's okay. You know, it's okay. It's great. Hey, the show must go on. We will continue. And, you know, I just like to equate life to that. You know what I'm saying? There are going to be discretions. There are going to be road humps. There are going to be all of these things. You know, I did a definitely great to go back in the archives and listen to, you know, so you're going to be distracted. You know, there are forces, you know, that do not want, you know, the world to be a better place, literally, you know what I mean? But that's okay, you know, because these forces will be dealt with, you know, in their way. I mean, hey, and they won't submit, which is okay, you know, but it's going to have to be brutal, bloody, all of that. But it's all good, you know, and I see that you guys are showing up on my platform, which is on our platform, excuse me, which is okay. But not going to be livid, not going to allow anything to ruin this day. This is a very powerful day. I did not take notes, you know, but I hope that you guys really, really listened to that. I hope that you guys took your own notes and that you guys, you know, wrote down some of the 10 key things. I personally did it myself, you know, when it comes to energy vampires. And I do want to leave this message with the empaths. You know, we do absorb a lot of people's energy, but give them back. Do not be afraid to give them back they shit, right? When they come to you with that negative shit, when they come to you with that, you know, that low vibratory energy that's imbalanced, you know, because life is about the yin and yang, positive and negative. We do need both. But when they come to you imbalanced, you know, as, you know, narcissistic and all these imbalanced things, right? So when they come at you, just give them back their shit. When they come at you with some gossip bullshit, just reroute their ass on site. You know what I mean? That's what that is. Reroute them on site. And that's a practice that I'm doing, you know, with my personal life. You know, rerouting people on site. You know what I'm saying? Told my parents, you know, hey, look, if you can't come to me and talk to me about positivity, we have nothing. You know what I mean? So I don't even really communicate anymore with my own parents. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't have any positive things to talk about, we have nothing. You know, we're not going to spend our lives, you know, speaking about negative shit. I'm done with that. So, you know, I hate that we all have to, you know, die and separate in this fashion. Hopefully it gets better. Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, as far as setting my boundaries, you know what I mean? I just will not allow people to invade my space, you know, with their shit. Not happening. So I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Love and light to all you guys. This has been a powerful, intense week of healing. Oh, my God. So tune in tonight for the Child Molestation Show. I will be again sharing my story as well as Shari sharing her story. Had to get ready for this, man, because, you know, this is not going to be easy telling this publicly. I thought I healed, you know, a lot of it, but it's bringing back a lot of unhealed emotions. So clearly, there's more work to be done in this area. Okay. We will go out with some Coldplay. This is a Coldplay kind of day. And love you guys. Till next time. Peace and love.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love
Brian Goodnight.